This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To the music. Oh, wait a minute. That's
my old line when I was a disc jockey.
Wake up to the talk.
Here it is. At Tuesday, the 25th of September, we have found ourselves focused on what's going on in the world here on the DJV program. J for Jennifer, V for Victoria, V for Victory, rah, rah, shish, kum, bah. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I am still Doug Steffen. And Jennifer, you're still in charge of the first story.
Oh, boy, the pressure's on. Well,
yes, it is.
There has been some speculation that maybe after all of this, Dr. Christine Ford might not show up to her testimony against Judge Brett Kavanaugh. So to fill you in on what you've missed over the last 24 hours, because we know you have lives, and maybe this isn't always going in your homes, and that's okay.
On. This is the only thing in my life. Please.
So the latest is this. Judge Brett Kavanaugh and his wife, Ashley, went on to Martha McCallum's show on Fox News and gave their side of the story. And when I say that, he denied everything pretty much. He didn't overemphasize what he thought might have been motivations for this or maybe what could have happened instead of what did happen. But he went on there and gave a pretty convincing denial that this didn't happen. His wife definitely still in his corner. I felt very sorry for her. You could see that she was on the verge of tears. And every time she was asked a question, because this must be extremely difficult for two reasons. Number one, whether or not you want to admit it, it probably puts a tiny seed of doubt in your heart. And number two, you know someone your whole life who seems to be this person. He pretty much said to Martha McCallum that he was not even having sex in high school. Why would he attack this person? He said he didn't have sexual intercourse until much later. So it was a pretty good denial, and I don't know what people, if they looked at focus groups and who believed him, who didn't, but in any case, it probably helped him because it's the first time we've actually seen him and were able to hear from him other than a written statement. Now, fast forward till about 10 p.m. Pacific time last night, so really in the midnight hours for you guys on the East Coast, and Dr. Ford's legal team sent a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now, going back on some of the negotiations that they had hammered out just a few days ago, she does not like the fact that Christine Ford will be asked questions by a prosecutor instead of members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, although she agreed to those terms. Originally, she had said she only wanted the senators to ask questions, but when they came up with the confirmation on Thursday that she would be there, she said that she was okay with counsel asking questions. Well, now
who is the prosecutor? Do we know? Is this like someone who represents the government?
You know, I was reading about it. It's a female. Gosh, I wish I could.
It does seem weird, though, to bring a random prosecutor in, right, where this is supposed to be.
Well, I'll tell you why they do that. The reason that they do that is because if not, you'd have to sit through 21 different senators asking questions.
Yeah, okay.
And we know what's going to happen. We know the Republicans are going to try to rip her apart, and we know the Democrats are going to try to rip him apart. And so I'm actually supportive of the idea of a prosecutor because I think it looks better for everybody because you're going to have someone asking serious questions and
hopefully biased politically either way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
It at least will appear optically independent.
Right.
You know, I think that's what everybody, if they're being honest, you want it to be fair, you want it to be credible, you want to see it. So in any case, she was upset about the prosecutor. So now the doubt has been cast that perhaps she won't show up. She sent this letter saying that having outside counsel ask questions would be ridiculous. And so now we're not back to being a done deal like we thought we were 24 hours ago.
Now, do you think that is she afraid on some level that she could be implicated? Now, if she's wrong, let's say that, and I don't know if this is malicious or not, but let's say that the details are wrong, her memory is skewed from PTSD, and it's not him, it's the other guy, or it's someone else. Can she, if she's questioned by a prosecutor, could she actually face charges if it's found that she was mistaken, or let's say if she lied? Do you think that there's a concern with having a prosecutor there, and that's why?
I think she could be in more trouble if she just lied and made it up. But I don't think she will be. I think it would just be better for him. It would be an easier glide to a confirmation, obviously. I think the issue would be if she lies under oath. Then I think that's when they would take the steps to try to do something.
And I mean, my personal belief, I think something did happen to this woman. I don't know if Brett Kavanaugh was the reason. And I think a lot of Americans right now feel like something obviously happened to her, but we just don't know if he was the one who did it. So in that case, I think that you're right, Jen. I think everybody wants this to move forward, get it over with. Let's hear from everybody. The other woman, that story that was in the New Yorker.
That's pretty flimsy.
That's a bizarre story, but apparently there, I don't know, that's where he apparently took his junk out and waved it in her face when she was drunk.
Oh, but what credibility does it have? Where's the corroboration?
There are other people in that story that corroborated hearing her crying and telling another girlfriend what had happened, and I don't think he touched her, but he exposed himself to her is what she accused him of.
The thing that makes that one really flimsy is that there are limited witnesses, limited people that knew about it, but also that she didn't decide to come forward until, she said she didn't even know it was him until she had this vision, I think like Sunday or Saturday or over the weekend a few days ago, that it was him that was actually the one shaking his stuff in her face. Ugh. I don't know.
What I thought was suspect about that, she was actually approached by...
It's twice I tried that. I'll try one
more
time.
Sorry, Doug.
It's all right.
Obviously, this is a hot-button issue for the girls. But the only thing that I thought was really weird about that, she said she wasn't going to come forward, but she was approached either by Senate Democrats or by the FBI investigating him. There was some... She didn't come forward with, hey, Ronan Farrow, you know, here's my story. She actually didn't want to tell the story, which makes it a little more credible, but it's still weird.
So, that's the third time. What do we make of the this ancillary story after Ford comes forward and she names Mark Judge as Kavanaugh's accomplice? Judge and Kavanaugh deny the allegations. Judge says no horseplay occurred. But then there's a story in the New Yorker about Judge's ex-girlfriend, a woman named Elizabeth Razor, who says that he told her a different story. He told her ashamedly about an incident which he and other boys took turns having sex with a drunk woman. But the woman's
name. That was an interesting development as well. Yeah.
So what is this just more of the same?
Well, Mark Judge has talked a lot. I think he even wrote a book about some of the horror stories from his child, from his teenage years, that he did really bad things. He had really bad choices. He drank a lot, and he mentioned it in a book. So I don't think that surprises anybody. That still doesn't mean that Brett Kavanaugh attacked this woman. It doesn't, you know, there's a million of things that could happen.
It's the power of suggestion, Jennifer.
Right. It could mean absolutely that he did, or it could mean absolutely that he didn't, or something in the middle. We just don't know until we actually hear it laid out. What I do hope is when I was listening to Kavanaugh's interview with Martha McCallum yesterday, when she asked him specifically about motivation, and I know that he doesn't want to say, well, this is a left-wing conspiracy, or this is her, that she's just wrong, she's a crazy person, or they're upset because they think I'm going to change abortion, whatever it is, whatever he thinks the motivation could be, if he believes that he himself is innocent. Instead of saying it, he actually just said, I can't wait to tell my story. He just had some line that he went to. I hope for a fair opportunity to tell my side of the story. Whatever it is, he just had some canned line that he went to. And while I understand that's what he's been trained to do, because you don't want to say something disparaging about the accuser, there's got to be something in the middle where you can still answer the question and not just give some canned response. Because to me, that then, even though I believed him really at the beginning, he seemed so emotional. I believed what he was saying, and I tried to look at it with an open mind. But it was weird to hear those canned answers. So I don't know. He needs to get away from that before he goes under oath, I think.
Yeah. But is it also weird that a candidate for the Supreme Court is doing interviews before he or she is nominated?
Well,
I don't know the precedent on that. Does that exist?
I think
is it normally
fair,
a media tour?
He's had a lot. It's not even a media tour, but he's had a lot thrown at him, and he hasn't had an opportunity in weeks to actually say something verbalized. It's everything's in a written statement. So I think with the latest accusations and Michael Avenatti, who's Stormy Daniels' lawyer, threatening to come out with something else, I think he wanted to say something. And I think that's okay. When somebody says some bad things about you and you think they're not true, you want to tell people your story.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I get it. I just didn't know if that's ever been done before. An interview afterwards, maybe, but...
Yeah.
I find the whole thing, look at how much time we spend on this every single day. There is information, supposedly, I don't know, information, there's suggestion and things that are part of the record, and some things are not part of the record, some of it's up, it's down. I just, spending this much time talking about this, even though it is sort of a national dilemma, it just bothers me because we don't really, we're not getting at the root of this guy's reason for being up, and that is your decisions, Judge. How do you back up your decision to do this, to do that, to do something else? That's not what we're talking about. I don't know anything about his rulings, really, other than he's on the right side of the bench. I don't know from nothing about this guy, except supposedly he walks around with his junk out. That's all I know about this guy. And it turns me off. Completely off. I'm not interested in this guy being on the Supreme Court, sadly, at all, because the news media maybe has poisoned the well. I don't know who's responsible, but it is very tiresome to sit here every day and talk about and listen to these stories that are so scurrilous, is so demeaning. Imagine a Supreme Court judge, we're talking about him and his private parts more than we're talking about his rulings. What kind of a world do we live in that this kind of stuff becomes the priority?
It's not new, though. Look at Clarence Thomas.
Is new. And look at Bork, remember? I don't think he should ever have been confirmed either. Not necessarily because of that. I think he's a numbnut. But anyway.
We have a guy. I mean, everybody talks about Borking. The reason we talk about that is he was accused of racism, and that was enough to take him down.
And he would have been a brilliant Supreme Court.
Yeah,
of all the people we're talking about, he was by far the smartest of any of these three. Frankly, in my experience, reading thoughts, whatever. Okay, let's do something about your teeth and your smile, shall we? Power swabs, power swabs, power swabs, power swabs. I can say it over and over again. Do you know what a power swab is? I'm going to define by using a power swab myself. Power swabs come in tubes. They are Q-tips on the end of a plastic stick. Yes, I know we shouldn't. Maybe we'd come up with something else to use besides plastic, Victoria. And you dab it on your teeth, all of them in the front, sides, so that when you smile, you got a fabulous smile. Because this product contains natural enzymes, tooth detergents, whitening agents to lighten your stains in 5 minutes. It is the most productive way of doing this. Toothpastes are not good because they contain chemicals that will eat away at your enamel. They get rid of the stains, but they also get rid of your enamel. Don't want that. You want to protect your teeth, protect your smile, protect your ability to, I suppose, impress people in a manner of speaking. That's what the benefit, and there are plenty more benefits as well. Call 800-208-1797 and tell the person that answers the phone you are listening to the DJV program. And you get 50% off the price of power swabs. That's how good they feel about being here and how good you'll feel about using it. It is a fabulous product and very inexpensive. Not available online. The offer only available by calling 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797 for power swabs.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the band.
Well, you asked me for a contribution. How many people remember the White Album? Well, raise your hands, please. The Beatles' White Album, 50th anniversary. The announcement came yesterday that the Beatles are releasing a new version of the Beatles' White Album on the 9th of November, adding new 2018 mixes and a bunch of unreleased demos from the vaults to celebrate the original two-disc album's anniversary. It came out in November of 1968. Wow. The announcement of the release follows the success of their 50th anniversary sets for Sgt. Pepper. That came out last year. It was actually number 3 on the Billboard chart. White Album had long been seen as a first glimpse of the Beatles as solo artists. If you look back to that period of time, 50 years ago, McCartney is a writer of notes, and the liner notes suggest, "We had left Sgt. Pepper's band to play in this sunny Elysian field, and they were striding out new directions without a map." And then Giles Martin, who produced it, said, quote, "In remixing the White Album, we've tried to bring you as close as possible to the Beatles in the studio. We peel back the layers of the glass onion with the hope of immersing old and new listeners into one of the most diverse and inspiring albums ever made." Not my favorite of all of the Beatles albums, but I'm a purist and I like the stuff they did in the earlier 60s. This is a 7-disc super deluxe set. Have unreleased songs, including 3 discs of sessions, some of the outtake tracks, alternates of album tracks like Revolution, Blackbird, Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except for Me and My Monkey. And I like, while my guitar gently weeps, I like to hear that. But I like listening to some of the stuff that's an inside. Elvis was great at that. Elvis had fabulous outtakes, and some of them have shown up on things. Just another way for these guys all to make money one way or the other. There are some Beatles jams on the Presley hit, "You're So Square, Baby, I Don't Care." The super deluxe set is going to be housed in a 164-page hardbound book, with I'm sure a lot of info on the tracks and interesting photos, copies of handwritten lyrics, anything they've got that they can put a dollar value on, you can be sure it'll be in this thing. It'll be numbered, as was the original LP. So the White Album was, actually, remember back the first one that was released on the Apple label. Fans can watch the official trailer for the 50th anniversary release of the White Album on the Beatles YouTube channel. That's how big they are. They got their own YouTube channel. Well, that's not really. I get my own YouTube channel, too. I'm not going to release a new album, though. So, this, we're listening to Bits and Pieces of Revolution and Blackbird. Everybody's got something to hide. While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Helter Skelter. Elvis, You're So Square. Anyway, I think it'll be very popular. People will love it.
Christmas gifts.
Remaining the families of the Beatles and the remaining members of the Beatles, I put a couple of mil more in the bank. That's it. Right. What'd you say? Christmas? Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be huge for Christmas gifts.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah.
The book, I looked through the book.
Tell my mom.
Oh, really? No. The book is absolutely gorgeous.
Is it?
The whole set that it comes in. If you're a Beatles fan, this is definitely a great. You'll be very popular if you give this gift.
Really? This would be the only reason I'd be popular? This is it?
I wouldn't be popular. I don't think you were going to give this gift to anybody, but I'm saying. if you received it.
I was talking about this, Victoria, I was thinking about who I might give it to. And the only person I can think of is Jennifer's father, actually.
My mom.
Or maybe Bob.
Wrong parent.
Oh, really? Yeah. Bob might like it. Although Bob's kind of a purist like I am. He doesn't necessarily dig this brand of the Beatles as much as some of the earlier stuff that we all played when we were jocks. 28 past the hour here on the Tuesday, September 25th, DJV show.
Trust your gut. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We are probably the only species that doesn't instinctively trust our gut. It's fascinating because as intelligent as we believe we are, we somehow overlook even the simplest warning from our gut. I knew I shouldn't have gone there last night. Then why'd you go? I knew that was the wrong relationship for me. Then why'd you stay in it? I knew. Well, then, if you know, then do. Trust your gut. Your instinct won't lie to you. Your instinct won't make you question things a whole bunch. It simply knows. Whatever you're deciding on, step back and listen to your gut. Whatever your gut tells you, go with that. You know right from wrong. You know where you should and shouldn't go and who you should and shouldn't hang around. So listen to yourself because you're much wiser than you're giving yourself credit for being. Trust your gut. And your gut is probably telling you to listen to more of what I have to say. So listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking the stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We want to have transparency. We want to have openness.
President Trump leaving some suspense about what's going to happen with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The president asked while in New York yesterday for the UN General Assembly what he's planning to do when it comes to Rosenstein, who's reportedly either planning to resign or expecting to be fired.
I'm meeting with Rod Rosenstein on Thursday when I get back from all of these meetings, and we'll be meeting at the White House, and we'll be determining what's going on.
Comic legend Bill Cosby to be sentenced today after being convicted of drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University athletic staffer back in 2004. The DA wants 5 to 10 years in prison, saying Cosby hasn't shown remorse. This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A social media company knew that data was the currency of the digital economy. But when it came to monetizing it, they were being shortchanged. So CDW orchestrated a data fabric solution from NetApp, creating a hybrid cloud to help them move data faster, innovate quicker, and make decisions stronger. Data flexibility by NetApp, IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/netapp. CDW, people who get it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
Good things going on the radio and in the podcast. The DJVShow.com is where you find the podcast of our conversations, or at least some of them, the highlights, and other things as well. We'll get to some sports news, television news in a few moments. Right now, though, Victoria Keeman, an important part of the DJV program, along with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen and me, Doug Steffen, has a trending story for us. A little sunshine for us or not? Victoria?
Just the opposite. As if we, you know, we were all sort of thinking that Hurricane Florence was behind us, but however, in Georgetown County, South Carolina, it is not behind us yet. Authorities there are urging thousands of people to evacuate ahead of what they say will be historic flooding in an area where multiple swollen rivers are about to converge. The county escaped the brunt of the official Florence with the wind and everything, but it sits at the mouths of the Waccamaw, Great Petey, and Sampit rivers. rivers, and parts of Georgetown County will see at least 10 feet of flooding today, and they say that's the minimum. So this is expected to begin at some point today. It's going to last all the way through the weekend, and so they've opened shelters, and they want people to get out. They've also made the shelters pet-friendly. They don't want any pets left behind, which is finally someone in authority has actually addressed that. So they said that there is no benchmark for comparison with this, not even the destruction that was brought about by Hurricane Matthew. And they say they just don't really fully understand what is going to happen yet, but they know it's going to be really bad. So heed all the warnings and do not try to stay.
Yeah, those of you in New Bern, that area, all these areas have suffered. And one,
well, this
wonders,
is down in South Carolina.
Yeah, no, I get, but I'm just thinking out loud about all the areas that we've talked about. And whether we do the same thing here. This is the first time, I think, Victoria, we've had any, we collectively had any follow-up. Most of the time, these things go on and happen, and nobody really pays attention. We're on to whatever the new sunshine is for the day.
Well, we think when the storm blows through, it's kind of over.
It's over.
But,
right,
you know, the death toll rose to 47 after North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper's office announced that there were three more deaths that had been confirmed in North Carolina alone. So there's 61,000 people who live in Georgetown County, and they say that about 10,000 right now are being urged to evacuate. So they said a significant portion of the city will be underwater.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hold a good thought for them. That's about as much you can do at this point in time. You wonder how some of these organizations are doing, helping people out. We certainly have talked a lot about some of the alternative groups, people supporting them. And there have been lots of people that have done a lot of good, a lot of people going down there to help.
Mm-hmm.
And so just, you know,
the Cajun Navy is back there. They've been instrumental with their boats and everything.
Thank God for those people.
I know.
They really do so much good, and they go where even some of the rescuers won't go, which is amazing.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, is National Voter Registration Day. Normally the things that we talk about here to acknowledge the day are kind of silly or fun. This is very serious stuff. National Voter Registration Day, fourth Tuesday of every September. This year, midterm elections, are you registered to vote? There is an all-out push to register as many people who are eligible to vote as possible. If you're already registered, great. Update your information, perhaps confirm your polling place. Double check your deadlines, whatever it is. Make sure you are please registered to vote. I don't know why they don't have this, frankly. I've always wondered about this because you know how much of a sort of nut I am on primaries. Why isn't the voter registration day before the primary instead of after the primary is my question. Somebody's
always a good one, Dougie. Always a good one.
Which one? What do you mean?
It's a good question, you said.
Yeah, of course a good question. What the hell good is it if you don't vote in the primary, you don't get the candidates that you really want? That's where you sift through the real candidates.
I think now they just say, are you sure? Are you really sure you want to miss your opportunity?
Yeah.
It's the last chance for a while.
This goes back, the voter registration day goes back to 1965, ladies, when the Voting Rights Act became a federal law. President Johnson signed the act into law, allowing black people or people of color, no matter what their color, to vote without, but it's mostly black people. Can you imagine 1965? That's not that long ago when black people still had a hard time. Well, as far as that's concerned, they still have a hard time in some areas today voting because there are all kinds of barriers that are still put up to keep black voters from registering to vote or going to vote. There are a lot of people who say, well, you know, that's why we don't require ID because it's hard for them to get. I don't buy that for a second. Because that's like it's saying to them that you're second-class citizens because you don't have the ability to get. See, I think this flies in the face of all of these stories about, oh, we've got to make it easier for people to vote. Yeah, but we have to also make it true blue. Prove who you are and then get the right to vote. And then make sure that we encourage people and make it worthwhile. I don't know, make it worthwhile. It's your country. You want to take care of it, protect it or not. I guess that's what, in my mind, makes it worthwhile. So, anyway, in 1972 on this date, legislators made history. Barbara Jordan and Andrew Young were elected to Congress, first two black members of Congress. And this was, you know, you go back to Reconstruction after the Civil War, there was some representation. I'm trying to remember Barbara Jordan. I remember Andrew Young well. I met him with Jimmy Carter. He was the mayor of Atlanta for a long time. He was on Carter's staff. Quite an interesting political career, interesting fellow. I thought he was very engaging anyway, as were most of the people that I ever met around Carter, frankly. Always a very, very loyal and very intelligent group. So let's see, fast forward to 2006, the Voting Rights Act was extended on the state. Congress extended Section 5, which is a key part of the Voting Rights Act, for 25 more years. What I want to know is why it isn't permanent. Why do we have to every 25 years review the Voting Rights Act to see if we want to let this person vote or that person vote? That's what I read into this. What the hell?
Well, it's not in the Constitution. Here? There is no right to vote, so it's probably easier to just keep passing something every 25 years than a constitutional amendment.
How do you feel about that, Victoria? You think that's the right way to do it?
Well, I would love to see a constitutional amendment, and there are groups trying to work on that, but it's just probably never going
to
happen.
I'd love to see a constitutional convention that addresses this and about a dozen other things
that
are
outmoded
in the Constitution, at least a dozen. But at any rate, the bottom line here, National Voter Registration Day, if you are not registered to vote, this is not meant to be sort of like a browbeating, bully pulpit,
give it to
and
him.
Here I am. But, but for God's sakes, if you value your life, if you view America as the star on the top of the hill, whatever it is, and you really love it here, and you don't vote, screw you. You're not really a good citizen at all. You're a lousy citizen.
You can't complain. Don't they say you can't complain if
you
don't
vote? Shut up. But,
God knows we like to complain, so if you want to play too, get out there and vote.
All right, let's do television news. Last night I watched the first new season episode of Bull, second season. Michael Weatherly proves himself as the good actor that he is. He had a heart attack on the last episode in May and dropped on the court steps, and nobody knew what it was. You found out last night he had a heart attack, and his assistant got married and a whole bunch of other things that happened over the summertime. And in typical Bull fashion, the resolve to the story wasn't the way the story started, although the resolve here was kind of predictable, because if you know his character, you know what a deep underlying sense of decency he has. But it's a very, very good show, produced well, very likable characters in it. So if you haven't watched Bull at all before, they moved it from Tuesday to Monday night at 10, and they're going to put in its place the new Dick Wolf FBI. Dick Wolf, God love him. The guy's almost 80, and he's cranking them out. He is a machine. This is a new show. He's never been associated with CBS before, but this new FBI show, which has a lot of his, you can see, like Jeremy Sesto, who was on Law & Order, he uses the same actors over and over again for his different shows, and so you'll see a lot of familiar faces in this show. It's about the FBI. All right, so there, I've taken some of your thunder away, Jen. What else have you got?
I know, come on. Well, I've made an executive decision that this week we might focus less on some of the cable networks, and we're going to focus more on of these new shows that are actually premiering on the network. So since you started with CBS, let's start there, too. NCIS is new tonight. It is back for season number 16, if you can believe it.
Yep.
It's a total hit for CBS, and it leads the pack at 8 o'clock on CBS tonight.
The highest paid actor on television, which is appropriate because it's the highest rated show on television.
Everybody's watching. Then you mentioned it. FBI premieres tonight. Season 1, Episode 1, the pilot airs. And this is a story about Special Agents Maggie Bell and Omar Zeidan of the New York office of the FBI. And they're going to investigate a possible war that is a brewing, because we like to say a brewing.
Sesto is the
between between rival games So this is a big one, and getting a push obviously from CBS because it premieres right after NCIS. So that's at 9 o'clock, followed by NCIS New Orleans season number 5 premieres at 10. Now over
it's a
on
terrible
ABC,
show by the way. Awful.
Okay, over on ABC. Thank you, sir. Did you like it? tell me about it. Dancing with the Stars is in night number two. There will be an elimination, so get ready already. It's time. Cut.
Weird
get off
cast.
Your scissors. ABC is has the elimination episode plus a new dance tonight, paying tribute to the circus. That starts at 8 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, there is a new special, The Real Rookies, a special edition of 2020, so you can check that out. The Voice is all new tonight. They are in night number two. They started last night. This will be episode number two as the blind auditions continue.
And I watched that last night, by the way. It was really good. I cried a few times. It was, yeah, there were some really, really good singers. So I'm excited to see what tonight's is.
Very good. This Is Us is back for season number three, if you can believe it. I've got some catching up to do on season number two. That's at 9 o'clock. A new show for NBC is called New Amsterdam. That centers around America's oldest hospital and around their new medical director. So that's at 10 o'clock. And you can check that out on ABC. And finally tonight on Fox, The Gifted is back and new. This is season number two, episode one. And Lethal Weapon will premiere at 9 o'clock. That's with the changes to the cast.
Yeah.
Exactly. Season 3 premieres tonight on Fox at 9.
When does The Rookie start with Nathan Fillion?
I love him. You know, I think it might be next week.
Okay.
First week of October.
Jennifer's line, I love him now.
Oh, Nathan Fillion? Are you kidding? Come on. We
he looks
together,
good in this show, too. He lost a lot of weight. Like, he looks good.
It starts on.
He got pretty bloated by the end of Castle.
And it starts on October 16th, so you'll have to wait a few more weeks.
All right.
Man.
Okay, sports news. Jennifer, LeBron James wore a Lakers jersey to Media Day. Gee, that's surprising. Why would that be a big deal? He is a Laker now, right?
It's the first time we've seen him in it.
Exactly. We have to see how he looks in his new gear. Yeah, fans finally got a glimpse of LeBron James in his new Lakers jersey. He took questions during Media Day with the team on Monday. One question from a reporter seemed not to sit well with LeBron when he was asked about his projects outside of basketball. LeBron does have a lot going on off the court. In just the past few months, he opened a public school in Akron. He starred in an HBO series. He produced a Showtime documentary series and an international tour, and he had his role in Space Jam 2 announced. So when LeBron was asked about potential distraction coming from his non-basketball endeavors, he shut that down real fast. He said, "How long have you been following me, huh? Apparently not long enough." There goes your answer right there. LeBron's projects away from basketball have been nothing new, and in that time he still managed to be one of the best players ever on the planet.
Pretty amazing career. All right, Victoria, over to you with the story on Jimmy Garoppolo's ACL tear. Anybody know what ACL means?
Hurt your knee,
Achilles,
but I don't
something?
Know what.
I don't know.
All right. Okay. I'm looking for an
it's
answer.
It's a bad one.
Kara and I are going to be riffing to
find right.
Anterior cruciate ligament.
There you go. Yeah, it's bad. So he is, of course, the San Francisco 49ers quarterback. He suffered a season-ending torn ACL on Sunday. They lost to Kansas City 38-27. They knew it was pretty bad when he was carted off the field in the fourth quarter. His knee buckled during a 13-yard run. It was not cute. And so yesterday it was confirmed by an MRI that he will be out for the whole season. This is absolutely devastating to the 49ers. They signed him to a 5-year, $137 million extension in February, even though he'd only started just 7 NFL games prior to the 2018 season. He was Tom Brady's backup, and when Brady was out with Deflategate, Jimmy Garoppolo won the first 4 games that he started in. That kind of put him on the map. And so now the 49ers they're struggling. They also lost their star running back, Jerick McKinnon, also to a torn ACL. He's out for the rest of the season. So now they have to just do a lot of rebuilding.
But we're not going to hit as hard. That's what the NFL says. We're not going to hit people as hard.
That's you know, the new helmet rules. They're trying.
They have to put helmets on your knee and your leg with some kind of better protection. So this guy's getting 27.5 a year. Fourth highest payer, paid player.
Me too.
There you go, paid player.
Right. All right, there's a quick story about an umpire named Joe West, who apparently is really bad, and now the players are beginning to be more vocal about him. He threw Tim Anderson out of a Chicago game over the weekend, and they had words. So a lot of people are now focusing on this guy, West, and what a baddie he is. I wonder how many people watch the umpires. I always used to do that. I thought that was a fascinating thing, watching the umpires do their thing. It's 10 before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Now, Tech Talk time on the DJV program, 53 after the hour. Time for Victoria Keelan to Victoria's all over the place. Victoria! Victoria! Remember that song? Who did that? The Kinks, right?
The Victoria. Kinks, yep.
Yeah, Victoria. All right, so Victoria Keelan is our expert when it comes to getting to the nitty-gritty of technology news. And Ancestry.com has done something that if you've gone down that route, I don't know, they stay with you. Ancestry.com and 23andMe, they're promoting. I'm almost sorry that I can't that I did the 23andMe, because even though I found out valuable information, they don't have a way to unsubscribe. And it's, every day there's something they want you to do this, do that, do something
else. Oh, you can get out of that. Yeah, you can get out of all those emails. I'm on 23andMe and I don't get any of them. You can opt out of those emails. Yeah.
So you'll have to show me how.
We'll have to walk you through it.
Haven't found an unsubscribe yet. All right. So what's Ancestry.com doing?
Well, Ancestry.com, of course, is the, if you're not familiar, it's the website that's known for helping users create family trees. You can find distant family members, and they also added a DNA testing component. However, they've made a lot of their customers angry because they have changed it. So what you do is you send in a vial of your saliva to Ancestry.com. Then in return, you get a whole genetic portfolio, including risk for some diseases, estimates of what your ethnic ancestry is, things like like that. So what happened is they changed their algorithm, and when people thought they had, let's say, 70% Irish, then they went back in last week and saw that maybe they only had 40% Irish, or maybe they had none at all. And so a lot of people are really upset by this. Lots of social media backlash.
Hold on a second. They've given wrong information? Their formula's wrong?
They actually say that they're giving more correct information now.
Yeah, but why? What happened at the beginning? People paid for this.
Right. And so those people still have, they have updated profiles. But some people are saying that they know from family, family folklore that they have a certain amount of a certain ancestry. If they have a certain amount of Italian, they know for sure that great grandma was from Italy. And on the new DNA results, it's not showing that they are Italian. So that's really the big discrepancy here. An Ancestry spokesperson actually is defending this, saying that almost all of our 10 million users saw a change, whether it was seeing a region broken out into more detail. Now, this is the good part. It would specify Sweden or Norway now instead of just saying Scandinavia. So he said a small increase or decrease in a percentage from one of their regions or a more substantial evolution, meaning more accurate results. Sometimes people do get very, like, you see the commercials all the time. People get very attached to what they think is their ancestry,
right.
And then it turns out to be something
exactly.
totally
That's
different.
We build up, we see the report. Wow, look at all this.
Right.
And then it changes. What good is it at that point? It would seem
from a tech standpoint, 23andMe is still much more technologically savvy than Ancestry. It's the one that I put everybody. I tell everyone to just use 23andMe.
It's twice as much money.
It is, but it's the only one that actually has the data from the Human Genome Project. None of the other ones have it. So you're going to get the most accurate results from 23andMe.
There's a new claim against Apple showing that buying music or movies from iTunes doesn't guarantee you'll always have access to them. Let's listen to that story.
The Geek Out.
Someone recently got on social media to complain they had lost access to a movie they had bought from iTunes, only to have Apple reply with, "Sorry, we no longer have access to the digital rights to that content, so basically you're SOL." Now, it's important to understand, if you buy a digital file, movie, or music from Apple, Google, or whoever, you need to store a copy of it on your own somewhere. Once they lose the rights to it, you kind of do too, unless you've also downloaded a version of the file and stored it yourself. It's a step many people don't realize or consider, and if you want to learn more about making sure your digital purchases are yours forever, we've posted a link to instructions on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, let's get to Waze and what they've done to update, Victoria.
Well, Waze, of course, is one of the most popular navigation apps that across all platforms, from Apple to Google, Android phones. So now they actually have made an announcement that through Apple CarPlay, they have a new update, and now if you have Apple CarPlay in your car, you can see Waze up on the screen on your dashboard, as opposed to just looking down at your phone and probably swerving all over the road like I do. but just like with Google Maps, you'll now be able to sync Waze directions from your iPhone to your in-car display. You can even get some extra bells and whistles that comes with the new update, and you can have your turn-by-turn map shown right on your dashboard.
There it is. Now you're updated on the DJB show.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.